Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively in White Marsh, no longer in Highland Town. We're G&A Restaurant. It's all courtesy of our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Got some holiday cash drop scratch-offs, as well as some Raven scratch-offs as well. I had a winner here a little while, $2, not the big bucks, but it's all good. Also, our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. And 60 months of 0% financing. That's a better deal than they even gave me back in August, so go take advantage of that. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour first stop of this year is here with you. And Andy's here from G&A. Do you still call it Coney Island? I always call it G&A Coney Island. That's what I have to call it.
Yeah. We didn't change the name. We didn't do anything. We just moved the location, brought everything over with us. All our old equipment, the pots and pans that all got the flavor in them and everything. So,
well, I tell you what, I had French fries and gravy proper. I had sliders here, but I was a guy that got very addicted to the hot dogs in Highland Town. So I rarely got anything that was. I would stop in and be like. Because I'd drive by and I'd be like, am I in the mood for hot dogs? Hot dogs are small. And I like you, and it was a nice visit, and you're a sponsor. I'm like, I'll just pull around the corner there. Was it Clinton? What's the street right around the corner?
Eaton Street.
Eaton. So I park my car right there, and then I come around and get a hot dog, and that's enough for me. And a lot of times you try to give me a second one, or you try to give me, I've turned down more food. You're Greek.
Yeah.
So I try to turn down your food. You know what I mean? Like, that's really what it is. So I had to turn down the food. They're laughing, but it's true. How often do you try to feed me?
We like to make sure everybody eats good.
Well, I was looking at I saw the coconut cream pie here. All right, so give me the whole story here. With love from Baltimore, I'm not going to take the camera and go Guy Fieri back in your kitchen and all that, but tell me about the space, the lease, how you got a deal here, why here, because I don't know any of this. All I know is you hit me one day and you said, I'm closing up, I'm going to find a new place. The internet went crazy, then you found a new place, then I hit you 100 times, when he opened, and you said, soon, you open, and then I said, can I come out? You're like, it's too busy, it's crazy.
It was really... It was.
It was truly crazy. A sensational. It was an amazing thing. It really was.
Well, I tell you, it's not just me. It's the atmosphere, the crew that I have, the story that we have, the history that we have with Baltimore City, and it was really tough to leave. It wasn't easy. And every day, even though I really enjoyed here, I love it, but it's not Baltimore City.
When did you open here? What day was it?
We opened March 9th.
I was going to say April, so it was March 9th.
Yeah.
And when did you close Highland Town?
We closed Holland Town probably about a month or two before.
Okay,
it was a little tricky because we were building this place out and working there at the same time, and it got a little tricky.
Why here? Give me the whole genesis because I want to know about the sign. I mean, you never really thought about leaving Holland Town until you did, and then when you do, you're like, all right, could I move my business? Where would it? You know, like we've all been through all of this. Yeah. I own an AM radio station, Andy. You know,
so it's been tricky. I mean, to leave was not only heartbreaking, it was hard. It was really hard to leave and get up and just you built it. It wasn't even.
It was your life.
Yeah, it wasn't even customers. It was family and friends coming in there. I mean, we had I had a 34-year-old relationship with them, and the place had been there since 1927.
1927.
Yeah, same location,
I said 100 years, and I really wasn't wrong.
Yeah, no,
you were close. 94 years?
Yeah. I wish we would have, 94 exactly. And I wish we would have been able to hold out for another 6 years, but it's got a little tricky down there. You know, it's real tricky.
Listen, I lived in a city, and I saw it is what it is. Yeah, I mean, you were looking for a better life.
Yes.
No one should ever apologize for whatever they feel like could be best for them. And I would ask you right now, you've been here a year, your sales up or down?
Up.
Okay, well
up
then you're running a business, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you couldn't do that, then I'm here to celebrate all that this is, quite frankly.
I
know it's hard.
It is. It's real hard. When we first started building out and everything, I was scared. You know, I mean, it's always new. You know, COVID was here.
Who's going to come? Who loves me? Does anybody get me?
Yeah, what's
going to
happen?
Notice, right?
You know, is this the right spot?
I thought I was the only guy that loved you, and I called you, and I said, I'm going to be there for you. But you knew people would know.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know where it was. The first time I came here, I saw it online. I saw White Marsh. I really didn't know you were next to Taco Love. Yeah. Like, I didn't Google map it.
Right.
And I just know he's moving to White Marsh. Where in White Marsh? I thought you were going to be over in Honey Go where Nick was just here, Nick Fisher from Wise. I thought that was the space that you were.
There were a couple things. There was that one shopping center, the rebuilding over on Philadelphia Road. A lot of people thought we were going there, which is like about a mile away from the old Golden Ring Mall. And then Sam's Club and Home Depot for anybody that can't go back that far.
Sure, right.
Man.
I saw a lot of movies at Goldberg Mall.
Yeah, no, me too. I was freaked out when I was younger. My mom would take me there. As we'd be leaving, we'd see the Rocky Horror Picture Show people coming in.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
dressed for it.
Yeah.
They were all throw spaghetti and rice at each other.
It's the norm now, but back then it was kind of crazy.
Well, I was camping out for concert tickets at the Heck Company. That's more...
But besides that, we
found the location. Why here? Why White Marsh?
Well, I was driving by, and I drove by a couple times, and then during COVID, we were shut down, and I drove by, and I told Alex, you know what, Alex, we should look at the spot, and I... called D.S. Brown, which owns the development here. And I got to say, they're really, really good people.
Well, this is a corner spot, right? And you have a kid's playground here, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what did you find here? I guess you found it a year and a half ago or like that, right?
Actually, probably longer than that. I live right around the corner. I only live like two minutes away.
So you live here.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And it just, every day I would pass by. This was the old Taco Love. And I would drive by a couple times. One night I actually came by here to pick up carry out. And they were closed. And I was like, oh, my God, man. My food's
You're
in
You're a customer, Taco Lot.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And I was, hey, doing, guys? How are you? I was, but they had already moved over there. I had no idea. When I pulled my car around, I was like, I thought they just closed and left my food. And I turned around, and sure enough, they moved over on that spot. This was empty, and called them up and made the arrangements, and it all, everything just worked out great. Everything worked out really
nice. Like your kitchen?
Love it. I got to set that up just the way I wanted to do it, what's convenient for me. A lot of people that need, five or six people in a kitchen like that, I've got three. And
right.
Just three solid people. I got a great crew. My whole crew, I got a really, really good crew.
Well, you've built this thing out, and when I came here for breakfast, you were open a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. I guess it was last April or May, and it was nuts in here, right?
Yeah.
You're texting me, was the food okay? And I'm like, dude, you're slammed. There's people waiting everywhere for eggs and bacon at 10 in the morning. I mean, we're friends, but you don't need to be my friend that day. You just need to give me eggs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's all good. But this young lady just came in here and gave you a hug on the backside of you. I thought about this earlier because I saw you back making me hamburgers, and I told her I want two sliders. She's like, he's going to make you three. And I'm like, I only want two. But she made me three, and I gave one to Ken, so bonus for him. He got a lottery ticket, too.
All right.
He comes out to our shows. We appreciate him. And I looked at you, and I thought, I'm not going to wave to your make monkey show. Hey, because I'm thinking to myself, how do you get anything done?
Yeah.
You know every customer.
Yeah, and I love
everyone
it.
In
I love
here
it.
Wants
yeah.
to see you. And, hey,
yeah.
Andy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, man, dude, oh, I got cheddar cheese on Nestor's burger. I gotta eat. How do you keep, like, it really is amazing. Everybody
we've
wants
been doing
to talk
it for years.
It's a family business.
Yeah, it is. It's a great family business. It spans three generations, my grandfather, my dad, and then myself. We love it. The day we opened up, we weren't even supposed to open up that day. It was Wednesday. We were prepped up to open up that Friday.
You ran out of food, didn't you?
Yeah.
I remember seeing that on the internet.
Well, I actually told Alex. I told my wife, Alex, why don't you just open up and see what happens? And a guy came in at like 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning, first hot dog here. I'm like, Alex, let's take a picture real quick. I sent it to my daughter, who's a social
media person,
and she put it on Facebook and Instagram, and maybe about a half hour, 40 minutes later, it was on. We never looked back. I had to call people. I had like 10 people back there.
I felt
eight of them were family.
I was so happy for you because everybody in my world, and I'm Dundalk, but Highland Town, all of that, knew about it, wanted to come out, wanted to celebrate it, wanted to get a hot dog, wanted to get some eggs or whatever. But the thing I noticed that day that I was here, and this is where I'll get into you being an operator, and I'll never forget the day that Bobby Flay opened his store over in Towson, and it was like a celebrity thing. My wife was still bald and trying to get better.
Right.
I think the first day she actually had enough energy to like go out for an hour. And we took her out. We went out there, and I remember him being there. And it was like a little like this. There weren't a lot of people there yet. And it was doors were locked. Celebrities. It was VIP, and he was checking literally every salt shaker, every ketchup, like every napkin, everything. He was such an operator to be looking around at every little thing, trash on the floor, just little things. And I think to myself, like, you've been doing this in Highland Town all of these years.
Oh, yeah.
Your business changed dramatically when you moved. You're a different business.
Yeah, yeah.
You were a hot dog. You park here, you come in, you sit down, you hang. Your place wasn't always, it was grab and go.
It was a real quick, hit. And, over here, it's the same thing. The getting back to what you said about Bobby Flay, I got to say, you know, he's a good operator, and the reason he is because he cares about his customers, he cares about his food, he cares about everything, and that's what we do here. You know, we do everything. It's a small place, but we do everything fresh and homemade, everything. The French fries are fresh cut, the gravy's homemade, just like you see. Our butcher is the same butcher we've had since 1954, Old Line Meats, which used to be Rupert's Burger. Casor's Produce is the guy that delivers all our produce, our potatoes, our vegetables, and all that. We don't outsource to any of the big boys because we don't use any of their stuff. The only thing that we have here that is not made here or homemade is the onion rings and the mozzarella sticks, only because we don't have time to do it, and then we don't have the space to do onion rings because they're a little tricky. Besides that, everything comes in made from scratch, and we, you know, I'm not going to say we're farm to table, but we're about as close as you can get. All our purveyors are right here in Baltimore. We don't look outside of Baltimore for our purveyors.
And you get to live near where you work, man. Yeah. This is a great lifestyle thing for you, brother.
It is. I just became a grandpa twice over COVID.
Yeah.
And my whole family, everything that I do is within a 5-mile radius. I go to the gas station once every 8 weeks.
Well, I mean, the amazing thing is, you know, my dude Nick came over from Wise Markets, and mm-hmm. You know him, and yeah. I brought him over because he's from around the corner. But this was, you've lived out here how many years?
I've been here for, we've been at that house 17, altogether probably about 29 years.
Oh, my God. So you've been 3 decades up here, and you wound up moving.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's, if people ask me, why did Andy move his business the other way? Because he lives out there, and he can move his business.
It's wonderful, yeah, it is. But like I said, it was hard. It was hard for me to get up and leave just because all my roots are down in Hollandtown.
Sure,
in Greektown, you know, just but that's what it is, and it was just that part picking up and leaving. But what I did notice was a lot of my customers that were coming in once, twice a month are now coming in once, twice a week. And, you know, for whatever reasons, I think we all know it's just Baltimore City, the state of affairs with the way Baltimore is right now. It's just tough. And people stop coming down. And I thought maybe I was doing something wrong or, you know, whatever. But it just, you know, especially my older customers, they didn't want to come down there. They didn't want to park. And it got tricky. So when we moved up here, you know, we weren't sure how we were going to get received.
Well, you've never had a place for parking.
Let's
start with that. You never had a place for parking.
And I'll tell you, the best thing is, you know, and like I said, I love Baltimore, but it's just funny, the surroundings, you know, the big window that we had the big window there, and now we got the big window here, and, you know, instead of a bus stop and, you know,
you're seeing it snow, you see, yeah,
we're watching everything, got the daycare center over here, and they're walking the kids every 15 minutes, and, you know, little kids will just walk by, about 10, 15 of them, start waving.
They like hot dogs.
They love hot dogs, yeah.
Andy's here from G&A. We are out here. G&A Coney Island, I would say. G&A Restaurant of Highland Town. Always of Highland Town. But we're out here. We got the new With Love from Baltimore sign. And by the way, I got to tell Alex, I'm ordering a crab cake now. I got to order a crab cake. Yeah, so tell her we're going to have one here. Do you eat your own crab cakes?
I don't eat during the
day. You
don't
eat crabs?
No, I don't eat. I eat a grilled cheese and a soup at the end of the day. I don't eat a lot.
They told me you don't eat much.
Yeah. I don't have time to eat. Eating weighs me down. So if I eat now, I'm done for the
day.
You
make food all day. So, you don't even try your own food.
Oh, I try it. Yeah, of course you try it.
Well, you still ski. You look all right, man. You look like you're doing all right.
Try staying cheap.
But you do look happier. And so the With Love from Baltimore, this sign here, give me a little inspiration behind this. Because I had a sign very similar. It's purple. Uh-huh. That said Nasty Radio on it. And it was made for my studio. Art Modell gifted it to me. The day I opened the radio station.
Wow.
August 3rd, 1998. It'd be 25 years.
Got an autographed football August. From Art Modell.
Yeah, beautiful.
Good guy.
So I had one almost that size in the studio, and the gas got broken, and then I made a new one. It's a WNST, so I have a WNST logo. But mine was a script just like that.
Yeah.
So give me the background on that.
So my daughter and my son-in-law bought that for me as a gift for the restaurant here, and they figured, you know, let's put this up here so everybody knows that you do come from Baltimore City, your heart's in Baltimore City, and you love Baltimore City, because we do, all of us do, you know. My whole crew's from Baltimore.
Look at Rafael Alvarez writing up there. Hot dogs from the heart.
Yep.
I got to get Rafael back on the show. Yeah. He did a thing with a dear friend of mine, one of my family members from Dundalk. They did a reading, a Christmas reading, up at the Enoch Pratt Library, right around the corner from where you were.
We did the hot dogs for them. We took them. Yeah, we took them like 50 hot dogs for that reading. Actually, Maria dropped it off.
See, that's beautiful, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
Rafi's a good guy.
Oh my God,
really
man.
Super super good.
That's
guy.
Real. He's Baltimore, right?
Yeah. Oh my God, he's the definition of Baltimore.
Well, I was telling a story to Nick, and I've never really had you on a show in this format. Like, this is one of the great parts about the Crab Cake Tour, brought to you, of course, by our friends at Maryland Lottery. I want to give the lottery some love. I have a holiday. you're the right age. Holiday cash drops, one for Andy, got one for him. I also have a couple of Raven scratch-offs as well. Handful of these left. We're going to have more Maryland Crab Cake Tour stops coming up in the weeks ahead. We're going to be at Drug City on March 3rd, and I only know that because I set it up, and we're going to have Calvin Statham, who I accompanied to Hippodrome to see My Fair Lady. I took my middle school piano teacher, middle school music teacher. He produced My Fair Lady in 1982 when I was in the show.
Oh, wow.
And when My Fair Lady came to the Hippodrome, I'm like, I got to take him out. So I spent the whole night with him last night. He's 82 years old, sharp as a tack, cracked me up. He's a 60-year educator at Baltimore County, right? Like, literally, right? So I'm going to have him out and do the show. So we're going to have some great guests. But for my background with you is that in the 23 bus left from Colgate, East Point Mall, where they had penguins back in the day.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the penguins at the mall?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah, and it's so funny because Raffy actually, there's in one of the articles, there's something about
why
the penguins.
Why do the penguins at the mall always come up on the Crab Cake Tour show? I don't know. You remember them?
I do remember them.
I have a very vague. Like, I think they went away in 71 or 72 or 73. I was about 3 or 4 or 5.
The ironic thing is Raffy brought it to my attention. I was like, man, I remember that. And then it got very clear to me.
People have sent me Polaroids of it, little pictures and different things. So, it's a history thing for me. My parents considered Highland Town the place they shopped.
Yeah.
So whether it was whatever I needed as a kid. We went to Shockett's, we went to Epstein's, we went to Jaeger's. Even when I did my communion, I remember getting my little suit, at the little suit store right next to Rivera's Pizza.
Yep.
On your block, just
Ray's,
the other end.
I think that was Ray. Well, that Ray's was a little. Yeah, Ray's was two stores down, but I know the story you're talking about.
Okay.
I can't remember the
between
name.
Epstein's and Shockett's. It was right by Rivera's Pizza.
I think it was right next to the old Sunny Surplus.
Correct.
Right? Yep.
Yeah, they sold nice wear for people, right? So my parents, we take the 23 bus into Highland Town on Saturday mornings, Alonis Pizza. I did music lessons on the second floor of Jaeger's, across from Hausner's, like all of that. Mm-hmm. Pizza, Rivera's, the tunnel out of Epstein's into the other side
the
that
back,
went to where they sold all the curtains
the
and
department.
Department,
the,
right?
I mean the
hardware
dishwashers,
was like,
dishwasher,
it was all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So my Highland Town Stabils, my childhood, all of that. But your family's place was the place for my dad and I that was around baseball and football, but not on Sundays as much.
Right.
But baseball. That we would get to Highland Town, we had to change buses.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to get off the 23 and then go behind Epstein's to get the 22 on Bank Street, right? So during that period, we get off the 23 at Goldenberg's, right?
Wow.
All right? And my dad would say, hey, we're not going to pay ballpark prices for the hot dogs. We're going right up here to G&A. Nice Greek folk. Hey. So your father or grandfather?
Probably, no, my father. You're too young. Yeah.
Okay, so this would be 1975, 1976, 1977, 1978, 1979.
Yeah, that was my dad.
Your dad.
Yeah.
So your dad's name's Jimmy.
Jimmy. Yeah.
Jimmy. Okay.
Little Jimmy and big. It was Big Jimmy and Little Jimmy. My uncle and my dad.
Okay. Well, your Jimmy would have the hamburgers and the onions under the light and the hot dogs on the rolls there, and we would go in. And I would get one or two, and my dad would say, they're 25 cents, a dollar at the ballpark, or 25 cents here. Fill your belly up with something. That's my dad. My dad starved during the Depression. He would always say, put something in your belly.
Yeah.
Put something. It's my dad, right? So we would always go get a hot dog, because my dad did not want me in a second inning. You should have had a goddamn hot dog at G&A. I had chili and sauerkraut's all free. So my dad made me a G&A customer.
There we go.
So that's where. So talking to you about this place and about my dad would be proud 50 years later that you're still, we do business, we're friends, I eat your hot dogs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my dad brought me into your place, and 50 years later, here I am in White Marsh. Still in your place. And I didn't even get a hot dog today. I came in, and this is the story for me. You're waving everybody. I don't know how you cook any food here. So, same thing happened to me. I came in, and the people at this table, all four. This fella here was from Colgate. New Stan Gibson. Fella here had been on my bus trips to Pittsburgh. And I start talking to them when I come in. And then your staff hits me. One of your servers said, I went on your hockey bus with my son. He's 6'6" now, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I know, like, Baltimore.
Well, you've got a strong history, man.
Baltimore,
yeah, yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean, that's really, yeah, there's a story.
There is.
For everything, and we're all in it together.
Yes. Yeah.
So you opened this place March 9th of last year, soft opening.
Yes.
One hot dog, one picture, your daughter's got a big mouth. Next thing you know, you're in business. You ran out of food,
yeah,
right? Those couple of weeks after you opened, I got to think, you didn't have staff, right?
Yeah,
you're trying
it was
to figure out where things are. You're trying to figure out food orders.
Yeah.
You have people are just piling in here. You've never had in your life a restaurant like this, right?
No.
Outdoor seating,
yeah,
more table service, yeah, than maybe what you were used to.
Yeah.
Give me that month for you, because, like, you called me late at night, and you love me, and you're, yeah, apologetic. You're telling me you love me, and you're apologizing for not calling me. I had, yeah, been in here like 3 weeks earlier, and you're like, it took me 3 weeks to call you back, and I'm like, dude, I'm seeing this miracle,
yeah,
for your business.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it welled me up with pride for you. Got emotional.
Thank you, man.
I know when things are going well for my business and when things haven't gone well for my business.
Yeah.
And seeing that this was going to work for you.
Yeah.
That I,
yeah,
knew all you need to do is calm it down, get your people right.
Yeah.
But get your
food
right.
All you had to do is just figure out a system and start rolling from there. And I'll be honest with you, it got real easy, real fast for us. We got. You know what they say? They say the harder you work, the luckier you get. And that's what happened here. You work hard and got lucky, and it just everything fell into place the way it should have. And it's been a wonderful experience.
So this crab cake she's making, give me your style, because you cook all the food. It's,
yeah,
your recipes.
Yeah, yeah,
your,
yeah,
recipes,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, you know what? And it's funny, because the people I got in the back, I'm trying to show them how to do it. But I've been doing it ever since I was a little kid. So it's not, let's grab the measuring cup and let's grab this, let's grab that.
You're
it's
like
just,
grandma.
You know, it's, yeah, it's,
yeah,
just like, you know, you just start throwing this stuff together, and then all of a sudden I turn around and you're like, did you? And they're gone. They're doing something else. They're cleaning, or they're doing something else. So that's what I've been trying to
work on.
I see
you and your wife run the place as always. It's always,
yeah,
you on the girl. She's taking an order right now,
yeah,
literally.
Mm-hmm.
So when you guys have a barbecue at home, who cooks?
Oh, I do.
I'm just asking.
I do Thanksgiving.
She makes
and I do
you cook?
That. I love cooking.
I love it. Well, that's what I'm going to ask you. You're talking about grabbing things, and I'm seeing the cook in the kitchen,
oh, yeah,
in your mind.
Yeah.
When did you start cooking?
I was a baby. I was
your
young.
Dad put you to work?
Well, you know, I wanted to always spend time with my dad, because he was always working. So the best way I could spend time with my dad is go down there on weekends. You know, get in there on weekends, and what would I do? Apron, ready to rock
he
and roll.
He needed the help. You needed the relationship.
Yep.
You needed the money.
Yep.
He needed the money.
And all I ended up doing was peeling potatoes for like 3 years. Peeling potatoes and opening hot dog packages for like 2-3 years. And then sweeping, mopping, and then just working all the way up. And I got to work with I'm 56 years old. I've been in the kitchen probably ever since I was 11, 12 years old. And I've worked with some really, really wonderful people. You know, people that nobody will ever know, all the way up to, you know, Guy Fieri. It's been nice. For me, it's been really, really nice. My whole family's in the restaurant business. So because of that, you know, it's just always, you know,
it's
always
you
here
know.
helping there, doing this, doing that. And they were all diverse restaurants. You know, some were steak and lobster houses. Some were breakfast spots. Some were lunch spots. Some were delis. I got 55 first cousins. We're all in the hospitality business.
Well, I wasn't shocked that you had a crab cake, right? So
yeah.
Well, one of the things about putting the crab cake tour together was I felt like, I mean, this morning I was at Accelerant. The man who owns Citron,
mm-hmm,
was at my table, right? Beautiful restaurant,
yeah,
out in the quarry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I knew they had a crab cake, and,
mm-hmm,
I'm like, so I can come do the show at your place now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have a crab cake.
We're going
to
do it.
Even if you're a food truck, we'll,
yeah,
figure out a charity. We'll figure,
yeah,
do something for dogs and cats.
Yeah.
We'll do something. No. But I've had so many crab cakes over the last couple of years, and it's just been there's some inspiration behind it. You being Greek,
yeah. Yeah.
I have a feeling that it's going to be Greek-inspired,
yeah, yeah,
to some,
yeah,
degree. Because Greek crab cakes are a little different than,
yeah, yeah,
East Baltimore, very Old Bay forward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What I found... Eastern Shore, very creamy, crab forward, not,
right,
Old Bay-ish, not J-O-ish,
yeah,
not salty.
Yeah.
More sweet than salty.
Yeah.
Where's your, are you fried or you're broiled?
Well, down at the old place, we were fried only because we didn't have the broiler. Now we got the broiler, and I tell you, our crab cakes are, they're phenomenal.
Oh.
They're phenomenal. They're really good. I use really, really good crab meat. I get my crab meat from Mr. Fish. I gotta give them their props.
Give
them
a plug.
You know, Mr. Fish. I get my crab meat from them. They're super, super nice people. They always take the time to, you know, find what I need, because when I first started out, I really want quality. I'm all about quality, and they're pretty meticulous about their quality too.
Nice.
They're good, and they're very proud of their business. They've been around for a while, so we get our crab meat from them. And you know, just started toying around with it. It's like you said, you know, if you go here, if you go there, sometimes a little Old Bay-ish, sometimes a little more on the salty side, sometimes it was a little more on the mustard side.
Listen, this is the biggest controversy I have, and this is a Greek argument, you know, is the pimento or pepper, of red pepper, not spicy pepper.
Right, right.
I'm talking about sweet.
It's more like a paprika.
Sweet pepper, right? I have had, when I talk to Nancy Devine at Fadley's, pepper and a you know. And so everybody's got their bias.
Yes.
You know, when it comes to, like, do you like deep dish pizza or Chicago or Detroit or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
There are so many different ways to make a crab cake.
There is.
And for me, I prefer them fried. Only because
likewise.
I grew up that way.
Yeah.
I grew up East Baltimore poor.
It's the original crab cake.
Meat,
it's the original crab cake, if you ask me. I mean, you know.
So the jumbo lump and all, I love a gucci. I love the bite. I love all of that.
Yeah.
But there is a point where my mother made these little hockey pucks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She'd do the special meat.
Yep.
And it was simple. Worcestershire, a regular French's mustard, some mayo, celery seed, usually a little Chesapeake Bay seasoning of some kind to give it a little bit of that.
Yeah.
But then, hockey puck, I tell all these people that give me, like, Costas, and they give me the jumbo lump. I said, you know I'm going to go home and murder that crab cake, right?
Yeah.
You know I'm going to take that crab cake home. I'm going to flatten it out in a frying pan. I'll put a little olive oil in there.
And fry it up.
And I'm going to plate it out, and I'm going to have that crunch.
Yeah.
I like the crunch.
Well, I think that's the original crab cake. I think the broiled stuff came out when everybody started eating healthy. Just like a chicken souvlaki. There was no such thing as a chicken souvlaki in Greece. It was always a pork souvlaki. You know, put it on the pita bread, the tzatziki sauce, wrap it up and give it. It's a food truck item.
Right.
You know, but then people decide they're going to start getting healthier, and all of a sudden there's no such thing as a pork souvlaki because everybody
thinks
pork is not
good. There was no chicken sandwich came along until Chick-fil-A happened, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Literally,
yeah.
Right? You got to invent things, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, cake came around. It's nice, but...
Have you always had a crab cake at G&A?
Yes. Yeah.
We always
had one. Yep. We always had a crab cake, and we always had cotties.
Well, that's such an East Baltimore thing,
yeah,
right?
And nobody does cotties anymore. I mean, I can't... Do you find them anywhere?
There's some things like cotties, like fruitcake. There's just some things that, like, when my mother died, and your dad's, you know, leaving at some point, the things that the people ate in the 40s and 50s and 60s, I don't know.
Yeah, it kind of...
They never would eat raw fish either.
Yeah,
they never would eat sushi, right?
No.
There's just whole...
Yeah. What the hell is this?
Your father didn't know what a taco was. We didn't have tacos in Baltimore in 1975.
No, the only tacos we had were... It was in America. That's what we call the hot dogs, American tacos.
It's amazing, Highlandtown, where you... Like, I'm Hispanic. There were no Hispanic people anywhere in Baltimore in 1975.
Yeah.
And, like, to know where a taco... Now I go to Highlandtown, I can eat a taco a day every day for the next year.
Sure, of course you can. You can get one, walk a block, get one,
all
walk
different.
A block, walk one. Yeah,
all different.
And they're all different, You know, it's very, I'm not going to say territorial, but it is. You know, you got El Salvador, Guatemala, you got them all. You got every mix of people that you got around here, and it's nice.
I'm Venezuelan. You gotta give me an arepa. We have to have that.
I got my girl Jackie back there. She's from Peru.
Well, we're gonna make some Peruvian chicken with her. I think I'm Chicken Rico. Get that right. Andy's here. We're at G&A. We are in beautiful White Marsh. I wasn't sure if this was White Marsh, Nottingham, Perry Hall. It is
kind of like
White Marsh.
Yeah.
Like I looked. Google says it's White Marsh.
Yeah.
So you come out here, you take the place over. Just like, what are some things you're doing differently, and some things the same from Highlandtown? Because I know you have hot dogs, but you don't have the view.
I know.
You can't see them, you know, the way that, like, you could before.
Yeah, and there's a big difference between, you know, having a place in the city right by a bus stop with, you know, your
the window.
Basically half of your kitchen is right in that window there, you know, where you're doing everything. And it was, to me, that was the best part of it. The best part of it was, I mean, for 34 years that I actually owned it, I'm just sitting in this window, and it was like this big silver screen for me. It was just like a 24-hour running movie. There was just never a dull moment down there, good and bad. You know,
right.
But it was great. You know, at the end of the day, it was just... You know, you go home and you reflect, and it's like the things that happen. Go to my mom's house for supper every Sunday, and we sit down at the table, and everybody would, you know, this and that. I'd pretty much take the floor with my wife because they just want to know what happened at the G&A downtown, because the craziest things happen, and it was so much fun. And then hearing how we go for supper now, I'm like, how's your week? Great. And that's about it.
It's just a restaurant.
Yeah. So, you know, but it was, you know, like I said, it's
you
just
you look healthy, you look happy. Yeah, man.
And very
good.
Happy. Very
Your boy's
happy.
Doing well.
Boy's doing
Alex
well.
Alex is back here doing well.
Yep. And then another little shot, you know, my $1 shoot graphic design artist, she's doing very well. mother daughter. She's getting ready to open a place in Cross Keys. Easy Like Sunday, and they're that's gonna be a really nice.
What's it gonna be?
It's called Easy Like Sunday. It's gonna be a brunch spot.
It's a brunch spot.
Yeah. So
more food places for your family.
Yeah, they were down in Charlotte. They had just actually my son-in-law's training the guy right now because he sold the restaurant in Charlotte. And they moved up here, and they're gonna open up a Cross Keys, and I think they're gonna do very well. They're gonna have really good product and. They care.
Well, they need to put you out in front of it. Put your name up on it.
That, you know what? I offered it to them during that that brunch, the fancy
They're going to do what they do.
Just like, I don't like giving you a good meal. Nice cheeseburger, nice hamburger, cheesesteak, barbecue, beef, frisket, whatever, crab cake. Nice and simple, without the dressings.
I'm getting crepes over there, stuff like that.
Yeah, crepes, yeah.
Well, I'm Gucci, you know that.
Yeah, let me have it done, dog.
Yeah. Dress me up, all right. But for me, coming into your place back in the 70s and being literally a customer for life, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and thinking of Highlandtown in that way as home, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And so I understand what...
It's like a comfort zone there.
Yeah, same for me. I would come by and see you all the time. Yeah. I drive by now, I'm like... Well, Andy's not there anymore, but I'll come out and I'll go out to White Marsh and see him.
Yeah,
so
I hope so.
We'll take a break. I'm going to eat your crab cake. Mike's shoe's coming by.
Okay, great.
So maybe I'll have one with him. How about that?
Sure. You got it.
You don't eat your own food. You don't eat crab cakes.
I you know what? I'm not a big crab cake guy.
You don't
have been. Yeah, I don't. I mean, I'm the guy that at the end of the day, I'll just like I said, I'll eat a grilled cheese and a soup or a cheeseburger.
This is the story. I'm not keeping notes. This is the last thing I'm going to keep you with because I mentioned this to Nick because you've mentioned it to me. You said you were peeling potatoes when you were a kid in the 70s, right? Your family had something with gravy and French fries, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you were one of the first places.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Give me that story, because I don't know that story.
I just, to be honest with you, I can't give you the exact details. I just know that, for me personally, going through the motions, I mean, you think about it. 1927, we opened up. There weren't purveyors. There wasn't U.S. Food Service, Continental. There wasn't processed food. You had a butcher. You had a produce guy. You had a beer guy, because we had.
What did your family serve in 27? Hot dogs, obviously, right?
Yeah, hot dogs. Just good old fashioned diner food. It wasn't a big menu. It was just hot dogs, hamburgers, cheeseburgers.
And not then, much and different then, than 100 years.
Yeah,
later.
And then we get the hot beefs, the hot turkeys, the bread of veal cutlets. Just the good old fashioned diner food. That's the best way. And then
gravy is a part of diner food, right?
That's huge. That's and it's so nice because people come in here all the time and they're just. If you come in here and you get a French fry with gravy, chances are you're not going to go anywhere. Dude, we got people come from all over for the gravy fry.
Here's the thing about your old place. I never went perving the food because I never walked to the back because I'm always with you in the front.
You're always on the go.
I would perv your desserts because you would have your pies up on the counter, right? Like diner style. Uh-huh. And I would look at things and sometimes I'd see, they got some eggs and bacon. That's it's eggs and bacon. Yeah. But today I came in, there was a line. I couldn't get a seat. People at this table had sliders, and I saw the mashed I saw the potatoes come out with gravy, French fries, and that made me get it. Yeah. I ordered with my eyes today.
Right.
I came
good.
In, and I said to your server, I've been wanting French fries and gravy for like a month. Uh-huh. I've been craving it.
Right.
And I just haven't been anywhere I've ordered it, and I came in, and I didn't know what I was hungry. I left home early. I said to my wife, I didn't eat breakfast tomorrow. I'm gonna go get some food with Andy, and she said, what are you getting? I said, I don't. I was thinking about the shrimp salad, but I knew I was getting a crab cake with you later.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I got the sliders. They were delicious.
Good.
I haven't had a hamburger since your dad made one for me in 1980, probably.
Yeah, well, like I said, we have, Rupert's Burger. They used to be Old Line. No, they're Old Line Meats now. They used to be called Rupert's Burger. They're great. They've been in Baltimore since, I think, 1930-something. My dad switched over. My dad and uncle switched over back in the early 70s. And they picked them up. Yep, local beef, one cow. Gets it all, so when you come here, a lot of places you can't order medium rare or rare because you're a little concerned about the ground beef. Here this ground beef comes in fresh every day, if not every day, the next day. And it's not a frozen hockey puck. I'm just funny you mentioned the hockey puck. It's not a frozen hockey puck. We just don't I've had a lot of people try it.
I'm gonna pay you really high compliment when I say this. It had a little tavern quality to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll take it all day. Back in the day, the little tavern, they used to get their ground beef from George's National Beef, which was right around the corner from us. We used to get all our stuff from their hot dogs. They were one of our big purveyors till they went out. And but they were.
I looked at the dude because the dude sitting right here had three sliders, and I looked at him and I said, "That looks a little tavern to me." And then I ordered them, and when I bit in, I'm like, "It's like a little tavern." Because
how you doing, man?
You got your pickles going on. You got all that stuff going. Mike Shue, what's happening? Crab cake tour, man. Yeah. I got real celebrities out here. Go back in the kitchen, do what you do.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you.
I love you. Appreciate you.
Love
as
you guys too.
Friends and sponsors. I'm glad it took me 10 months to get out here, yep. Right? 10 months. You opened in March.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I knew it was going to happen.
Oh, I appreciate it. I really do. Thank you. And I remember the last time you actually did come in, probably one of the only times you ever sat down and ate. Brought your mother.
She got hotcakes.
She got hotcakes. And you said, you make sure my mom's very particular about her hotcakes. And I think she was happy.
I made that reference to Nick in the previous segment. I said, I took my mom down for hotcakes. I didn't sit in your place much. I was a hot dog.
Always in and out. Always, you know,
shoe and screw. Yep, move on, yep, man. Get out.
Come in with your wife, grab the hot dog. Let's take a picture real quick, Andy, and then boom, gone.
Well,
gone like the wind.
Hot dog's perfect when it's perfect because it's small.
It's the easiest thing to eat on the go. Boom, 1, 2, 3 bites, and boom, you're gone. You're done.
I'm such an eater, man. I was up in New York in the beginning of summer, and I was in Central Park North in Harlem. I was alone. I was alone for 3 days in New York, just on a bender doing my thing, seeing concerts, seeing Robert Plant. And I did the Google search, and like top 10 places Upper West Side, and I'd never been in the Upper West Side in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I went wandering, and I found this little Indian carry out, very reminiscent of GNA, okay, as a storefront.
Right.
It was a very humble, small place, and it's called Roady Roll. Free plug. You got to go to 109th Street, you know, up in the, you know, if you get there, God bless you. But everybody on Google was neighborhood, and it was raving about the place, and it was 6 blocks from where I was, and I'm like, if everybody's raving about it, and it's unique,
and they're
local.
It was
a Roady Roll. It was a Indian burrito, kind of sort of like an Indian pocket. And I'm like, all right, everybody's recommending this thing called Chicken Malai. And I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go order it. It was $7. It was the size of a hot dog, which is why I'm telling this story. Because I'm in New York. I don't want to fill up.
I want to eat more things.
I don't want to
make your rounds. Yeah.
I don't want a burrito.
Yeah.
I want a little chiquito. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I want something small. I got this thing, and I sat there, and I ate it. And as I'm eating it, I just wanted to, like, sing about how good it was.
Wow,
right?
Is that good, huh?
It was like one of the greatest things. It was such a Guy Fieri.
And
it was such a, like, humble GNA kind of place. And I ate it, and I got another, like, a little palak paneer with a little spinach. It was fine. But the chicken thing was, like, one of the best things I put to my lips last year. Went back to New York 2 weeks ago, and we went back up, and I had Niels, who saved my wife's life, his wife, and my wife, and we had our car in New York, which, long story, day after Christmas, Southwest Airlines shut down. We were happy to have our car. And we were at the park, and I said to her, it's one time in life, because you're never going to get on a subway and go do this with me. And it's such a humble, stupid little $7, it's an Indian taco. Yeah. It's a hot dog, but not a hot dog. It's a hot dog with chicken meat in it. But it was the best thing I ever had. We went up there, and I walked in, gave the guy $28, walked out with 4, put him back in the bag, and we all sat in the car. And everybody took a bite. We all looked at each other, and they're like, this might be the greatest thing ever.
Really?
So these humble little places, you know?
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely.
Your place was a place Guy Fieri came to. Nobody would know about it unless Google. But I would think the place out here now, you still got Guy Fieri on the wall and like all that kind of stuff. The celebrity part of this and having a small – you can have a small place that everybody can know about.
Yeah.
I mean, that really is the truth.
Yeah,
right?
and to be honest with you, I think the big secret to it all, honestly, is putting love into it. Putting love into it and just having the right people. Don't, you know, there's such a struggle to find people, you know.
Rome,
I mean, it doesn't matter what field you're in right now. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're trucking, you know, restaurants, hospitality, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's just everybody's having a tough time. Doctors, lawyers, all that stuff. So I've been very, very fortunate to get the people that I do have. And, you know, because of that, they care. And when somebody cares, it's a whole different program.
Well, you're really hiring people that have been on my road trip, so I know you got good stock. Andy from GNA, I'm going to get the Maryland Crab Cake Tour going. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'm going to be giving Mike Hsu a scratch-off, a holiday cash drop scratch-off, as well as some Raven scratch-offs. Also, our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. Buy 2, you get 2 free. 60 months, 0% financing. I didn't even get that deal back in August when I got my windows. But I love my Window Nation windows, especially when it's getting cold out. It's been nice. It's definitely saving us money on our heating bill this winter as well. And we're out on the road. My thanks to all of our guests. I'm going to have Mike on. Tony De La Rose was scheduled today. We're going to get him down the road. I wanted to get another restaurateur on here, man. I was going to bring him over here.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Yeah, he's up in Bel Air. He got trapped.
Oh, he's up in Bel Air.
Got family issues.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Yeah, but we're getting back down here. Thank you. Appreciate you. The crab cake is being saved for Mike Shue. I'm Nestor. We are WNST. AM 1570. We are in White Marsh doing Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.